Thinking outside windows, where developer experience and power user experience is one and the same. Preface. This is about programming virtual desktops into websites or behind the main layout of a website. It talks about web technologies, yes, but keep in mind that any full screen window of any programming language can be the beginning of a brand new desktop experience. Thinking outside windows. We are all brought into the concept of a desktop window, and then it gets worse. Because not only do we not always get the whole window, but then everyone wants us to just do layouts of documents. That is what web page design is, being stuck in a browser window, laying out documents. Even on the programming end, where all the programmers are at, we go from the window into a text editor, then document tabs, followed by multi-line functions, and then lines. Then, after all is said and done, we end up with the need to assign data types to variables because the programmers that companies hire are not capable of grasping the entire programs because it all looks gibberish. We go down this ever-narrowing user interface road and then lose the ability to see what is going on. We now need class diagrams, sequence diagrams, even code analysis and visualization. Then, soon enough to be 100-year-old command line brings comfort as the UI tries to squish us. Break out. Stop doing everything with document layouts and ask your users to press F11 to go into the power user mode where the initial interface pops down into a virtual window. Because once they go full screen, they enter your virtual desktop mode. Now you get to create everything. It's not even that hard. Just look at the desktop icon even. We know it as something that starts a program. The hell with that! Make icons on your virtual desktop open other desktops. Give each desktop an application launcher, sure, but why are we closing windows when we work on something? We shouldn't need to close any windows ever. We are likely to need to make changes in the future. Or return to whatever project in 5 or 10 years. And having all the windows still there is freaking huge. So helpful. A window is just about 5 pieces of information. X and Y, width and height, and the name of the application within it. To need to close a window, especially on a virtual web desktop, is freaking madness. There's a lot of confusion in the world of programming. First of all, functions are great, so as long as their arguments are kept simple and the arrangement of functions is not nested. Objects are great, but they really only make for really good envelopes where setters and getters can report when properties change, be it for debugging or for event emitter use. But this has to be kept simple, or everything will bork and only grow in complexity. Here, Functional programming has it all figured out with the compose function. And get this, Express.js or Koa are using the compose function to introduce the concept of middleware. But all it really is a workflow. In Express or Koa, the use method pushes a function onto the execution stack, and all the functions in a stack pretty much share context. That is it! Use this mode of operation, this design pattern, in your own programming. Here, to log in a user, you place a username and password in the context of a series of functions that perform the authentication. Now you trigger all the functions in the sequence that they were added in, allowing them to mess with the context object, the same way that standard functions mess with the local scope. The use method that pushes a function onto the execution stack, or registers middleware, belongs to a class that extends the event emitter. The app of Express.js or Koa is just event emitter with a couple of extra methods. Now, because of the event emitter, you can have an on error, and it's okay to await functions too. So you have a pretty much perfectly capable programming system that can do all kinds of asynchronous calls, but is still stuck in a one-dimensional array that you can debug and review what is changing, which parts of the context object, in a way that doesn't require too much programming or abstract syntax tree analysis or all of that noise. Now look what you have here. Functions in a single line. Why don't you connect them with a line? Create a window on your virtual desktop for each of those functions and connect the windows together with an SVG line. Now, some of your desktops represent programs. You see? You can give the functions some unit tests, or even just describe them with BDD without doing any coding, and let your users come in and do all the programming for you, so that you can all enjoy a virtual desktop experience. You can slowly upgrade your virtual desktops and create a whole cross-connected universe. Or just let your users upgrade whatever website you have. They can send you pull requests that you can review. Or you can form a community around a specific set of desktop upgrades. Or a virtual desktop world. It's basically a multi-user dungeon, a virtual world. Let your users create worlds and then capture some of those worlds as a web page that you can display to all the novice users that don't really care to press the F11 key and get the full desktop experience. Think outside the window.